Good morning. I recently completed a series of sermons at Lyerly United Methodist Church dealing with the armor of God that the Apostle Paul talked about in Ephesians chapter 6. There, Paul compared the physical armor that a typical Roman soldier wore to the metaphorical spiritual armor that the Christian soldier should wear. Paul mentioned several pieces of armor, including the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation. Now, the last one Paul talked about was in verse 17, where he said, quote, "Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." In the sermon that day, I quoted Hebrews 4:12, which boldly states that, quote, "The Word of God is alive and active, powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Now notice some of the terms used to describe the Word of God in this scripture. Alive, active, powerful, sharper, penetrates. Brethren, the Word of God is a dynamic spiritual offensive weapon. The Word of God is useful. The Word of God is effective. Now, when you study history, one thing becomes clear. Whenever men have taken God's Word seriously, things begin to happen. As an example of this, when the English Bible was developed in Europe, when the Word of God came available to the common people, an historically tremendous event took place. The Reformation eventually followed. It inevitably followed, and history was altered. History was changed forever. Friends, when all people take God seriously, they begin to realize something. They begin to understand that His Word is not only something to be studied. His Word is not only something to be read. His Word not only is something to be revered, not only something to be written about, it is something to be done. James said famously that, quote, "Faith without works is dead." True faith also requires eventual action. Friends, the faith we read about in the Bible is just not something to be talked about. It is something to be done. The Word of God, the Bible, is something to be utilized, is something to be internalized, and then it is something to be demonstrated by action. Brethren, the Word of God is something to be done, not just something to be studied and talked about. Amen.